Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, drinking habits have changed a lot during the pandemic, from pub closures to housebound weekends. But as the hospitality industry is moving towards a full reopening and more people return to the workforce and the workplace, what are the implications for those whose drinking might be problematic? My next guest is a doctor specializing in the treatment of addictive disorders, and says he has seen a lot of people unearthing alcohol problems during the pandemic, and those problems are now impacting their work and their workplaces. Dr. Gareth McGovern, Medical Director of the Priority Medical Clinic, you're very welcome to the program.
Thanks, Cormac. Thank you.
So what have you seen recently that is causing concern?
Well, I suppose what I have noticed since the pandemic is, and particularly in people who will be working from home, is a kind of displacement of all their other drinking to essentially household drinking. And where they would otherwise do their drinking in the evening, which would denote a problem, they're now working at home, bringing forward the time at which they're having the first drink. And it was really, for them, and this is a pretty common theme, when they picked up the phone and came to my clinic and they met me, they thought that there was something wrong in their drinking because they were bringing the time of the first drink forward. Mm-hmm. And they thought that's when they had the problem. The truth is they actually had the problem before that, but that was what kind of, as I say, unearthed it.
So conventional office culture, obviously, you couldn't have a drink in the office from 9 to 5, and that hid the problem, basically. Is that right?
Yeah. So what people would do is they would largely go to work. They would not drink. They would never drink in the office under any circumstances, for obvious reasons. And when they went home, they would drink quite substantially. I mean, we're talking maybe a bottle of wine a night, 5 or 6 cans of lager a night, and they would do that night in, night out, maybe a bit more on the weekends. But they would never, ever drink in the morning time, and they'd never drink in work. What was happening was, now that they were at home, away from prying eyes, they found that they felt like they needed their first drink, and there was nothing now to get in the way of that.
Are you seeing a pattern then of people drinking earlier in the day, and how early in the day would it begin? How early in the week would it begin, Doctor?
Well, it starts from the get-go on Monday. In terms of earliness, I mean, it varies, but we're talking, like, traditionally people would work till 5, 6 o'clock, get home, maybe, you know, start cooking the dinner at 7 and have their first drinks then. What I was seeing was people who are now working from home bringing that forward to maybe 4 o'clock. And actually what I noticed was and this is what led to them making contact with treatment services, was that they were actually bringing it forward and forward to a point where they kind of tried to rationalise with themselves what an acceptable time would be for them to have their first drink. And generally the feeling was, one particular lady that I was treating said, I felt that at lunchtime that was okay, but if it was in the morning time, it wasn't okay. Now, this is all, you know, not that relevant, really. The fact of the matter is, if you look at the actual amount that this person was drinking, it's colossal. I mean, well in excess of, you know, safe units.
So the delineation between weekday or evenings, let's say, where people traditionally might have started the weekend, say on a Friday evening or even a Thursday evening, after work, they might have gone for a drink. Now it's pushed back to Monday because you're working from home. There is no difference in a way between your mores from Monday to Sunday, and it's earlier in the day. So what happened then, Gareth, if people are drinking on a Monday at lunchtime and they return to the office, how does that impact things?
Well, what happened when the return to the office happened was some people were finding it difficult to cope. Essentially, what happens with alcohol is when you drink and you begin to drink more heavily, you increase your tolerance to alcohol. And when you increase your tolerance to alcohol, the need for more alcohol is very apparent. So you get things like craving, you will get things like possibly withdrawal symptoms, urges to drink, anxiety particularly. And what they found is the transition back into the workplace was quite stressful enough for them, because they've been so used to doing their own thing at home in terms of organizing their work. I there were some patients that couldn't cope with that. Some people would bring alcohol in with them to deal with that anxiety. Into the workplace, yeah.
And would they consume it in the workplace?
They would consume it in the workplace, away from people. So the toilet is the obvious place that they would do this. But there were other people that would really just not drink in the workplace, but they would kind of suck it up a little bit, and then after work they would go and buy a drink. Just, it's like relief drinking. It's just really to deal with the horrible urges and withdrawal that one is suffering.
The lucky ones are the people who realise they have a problem and who reach out to people like yourself. But how do you help people in that situation?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is, and this is very hard for people, and I think I was talking to your researcher earlier, I mean, the number of people actually receiving treatment for an alcohol problem is so, so low relative to the amount of alcohol problems in this country. And a lot of people don't know they have an alcohol problem. So if you don't know you have an alcohol problem, you're probably not going to seek help. That's the first thing. So you have to kind of recognize you have a problem. So I would urge people, you know, to look at, good websites with kind of safe limits and stuff like that. And there are certain telltale signs. If you're drinking every day, it's probably not a good thing. And if you're feeling urges to drink, you know, that's not good either. But maybe just take an inventory of exactly how much you're drinking. I mean, just to for the listeners, I mean, for the units have changed over the years. I mean, it used to be higher than it is now, but the acceptable amount of units for a woman, for a lady, is 7 units a week. So that's 7 standard drinks. And 7 standard drinks is 7 actual measured drinks.
Small glasses of wine or half a beer.
And that's, yes, exactly. And that will be, you know, a pub measure, a restaurant measure. A lot of people are drinking at home thinking, well, I'm fine, I'm drinking, you know, X number of glasses of wine. But the wine could well have a unit in 2 units or even more in a glass of wine. So you've got to be really, really careful. And that there are other things that will kick in. I mean, sometimes people, their mood and their levels of anxiety and their ability to deal with stress will deteriorate. And they may not think that is related to alcohol. Often people think it's the other way around. Often people think, well, I'm stressed and my mood is low, therefore I will drink and that will make me feel better. But the reality of it is actually that alcohol is really, really poor on mood. It's one of the major causes of depressed mood, and it's awful for anxiety, because once your blood alcohol concentration starts to climb, the next day it's going to come out of your system, and that leaves your system dysregulated. And when it's dysregulated, you feel very, very anxious. So your threshold to get anxious gets lower.
And it causes a host of other problems. Look, I think you've touched on something that is under the radar. And I would ask people, if they have experience of it, they could text us and let us know how they got through it or how they're doing, to 51551. But Dr. Garrett McGovern, Medical Director of the Priority Medical Clinic, thank you very much indeed for talking to us about what is an extremely important issue. There is information on the HSE's drug and alcohol supports on drugs.ie, or you can look up alcoholics.ie for help as well.